We are going to be talking, is going to be talking about the Corporate Transparency Act, and the presenter is Matthew K. Behrens. Is that correct? Okay. Matt is senior counsel in the El Paso law firm of Kemp Smith LLP. He specializes in taxation, electric utility regulation, distributed energy resources, and mergers and acquisitions. He got his BA and master's in accounting from UT Austin, his JD from Temple in Philadelphia. And it says on his bio here that to partially justify his facial hair, Matt is a Shakespearean actor and also regularly plays Herr Drosselmeyer in the El Paso Ballet Theater Company's annual performance of The Nutcracker. I give you Matt.
Thank you. Oh, let me make sure this is here. Thank you very much, all, and got 30 minutes to quickly go over the Corporate Transparency Act and how it's going to impact you all. For the most part, what's going to happen post January 1, 2024, this is filing with FinCEN, that is the Treasury's Bureau for Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. Everybody's basically going to be filing this form, the Beneficial Ownership Information Report, with FinCEN. So, enjoy. What exactly is the Corporate Transparency Act? This was part of the 2021 National Defense Authorization Act, and really what it intended to do was to beef up the anti-money laundering statutes, 18 U.S.C. 1956, 18 U.S.C. 1957, 1960, and the all-important seizure law, 18 U.S.C. 981. Those laws are only effective if you know where the money is being laundered. And so that's where the Corporate Transparency Act steps in. It provides law enforcement the ability to find out where the proceeds from a criminal enterprise are being laundered. Basically, it's the way to go after Walter White and Saul Goodman. And so the area that you can, if you just want to quickly figure out what you need to do, 31 CFR 1010-380 has everything you need to know. And since I have 30 minutes, the other thing that I'm going to quickly give a shout out to will be the website. It is www.fincen.gov/BOI. That is going to have all the necessary information you want, because when you read 31 CFR 1010-380, you may have some very specific questions, and there's going to be a lot of links there, including to the rulemaking, where there's a lot of detailed answers provided there in the final rule that can clarify some points for you all. And just as a side note, not a surprise that this came out under the Biden administration. Biden was very important for the passage of the anti-structuring laws back in the 1980s. Him and Strom Thurmond were the sponsors of that bill. If you want to read about anti-smurfing, go read that legislative history. It is fascinating. Moving on, who will be primarily impacted? Well, who's going to be primarily impacted? As I said, January 1, 2024, if you are forming an entity, more likely than not, you are going to go ahead and have to file with FinCEN. But overall, broadly speaking, it is going to be small businesses that operate as corporations, LLCs, or other entities that are formed by filing a document with a Secretary of State. Now, that is very key, because that means if you have a general partnership, if you have a sole proprietorship, don't worry, you do not have to file with FinCEN. It is only if in the creation of that entity, you have to file with the Secretary of State. That is gonna catch you in here. Now, what if I'm a sole proprietor and I have to get licensed through a state? Do I have to file? No. You do not have to file. It is only in the creation of the entity. Also, if you're representing a foreign entity, if that foreign entity has to register with a Secretary of State, then you also have to go ahead and report to FinCEN. Again, this is about catching Saul Goodman, Walter White. This is why they're looking into these items. What are you going to have to report on? Oh, also, everybody in the room here, if you create an entity after January 1, 2024, you're going to have to report on yourself, because they also, remember I said Saul Goodman. Saul Goodman was the one who created Walter White's money laundering businesses. They want to know who Saul Goodman is. They want to be able to connect you. If they can't get to you directly, if you're engaged in money laundering, I hope not, they want to at least then be able to connect you maybe to that attorney and find another way to get back to get into you.